No, it's fine, brother. I feel more comfortable with banjos around me, brother. Amen. I have to preach up north too much, and they don't even know what one is. Amen. Brother, here's all your music there, brother. Amen. Appreciate you, Brother Rick. Brother Rick was telling me as they were getting out of the vehicle this evening that he and his wife are... I'm not on. You can't hear me? Jack me up there, Brother Shane. Do something. My battery may be dying. Are we on now? Is that any better? Yes or no? No, that's what I thought. I tell you what, let me grab my wireless mic and send me a mechanic up here. Brother Jake, amen. Take your Bibles and turn with me to John chapter number 21 tonight. John chapter number 21. A few verses of scripture, man. I sure enjoyed the singing, Brother Glenn. Again, thank y'all so much for coming by and being with us for a little while. I always enjoy the fellowship. I remember when I first met them, Brother Glenn was a pastor, and I even been to his church and preached for him. He was in, was it Medina? Medina, New York. Medina, New York. And but I remember Rick just being a young boy, following his preacher around everywhere he went. And I believe the first time I saw him, he had an old mandolin, and he had sat on the platform, beat on that mandolin, and the Lord's just used him and gave him a good wife and a great mother-in-law and so of a father-in-law. But I just appreciate what the Lord's done in their lives, and I appreciate that they're still at it. Amen. And I only have one question. When y'all going to get some grandbabies, brother? That's your question too, huh? Amen. Let's see if we're on now. Am I on now? No. Still can't hear it. What'd you do to me? It's on, it just ain't on enough. It's fine now? Okay, good, good. There, yeah, I can hear me now. Amen. I want y'all to hear me, but I need to hear me too. Amen. And I've been having this trouble with that for ever since our monitors tore up. We've got to get that taken care of. John chapter number 21, just a few verses of scripture tonight, if I can find my other eyeballs. And just a real simple thought, I hope will be a blessing to you. And maybe it'll help us to get ready for revival. Do you know your heart will not receive revival if it's not ready for it? Yeah. You understand that? In other words, for revival to take place in our lives, we've not only got to want it, but we've got to be prepared for it. Yes, amen? You know, I if I go out in the yard and just throw some seed around on top of an old hard ground, ain't much going to happen. But if I break that ground up a little bit and prepare it for that seed, and then pray that God sends the rain, then we'll get the increase. Amen? Yeah. So we need to ask God to prepare our hearts for Him to do a work in them. Amen? In John chapter number 21, you know the Lord has been crucified and risen again. Simon Peter, in the first part of the chapter, makes that famous statement, I go a-fishing. And all the disciples said, if you go, we're going with you. And you know the story, they went out on the sea and they fished all night and it didn't catch anything. And early the next morning, there was a stranger standing on the shore, and he asked them, had they caught anything? He said, children, have you any meat? And they said, no, we toiled all the night and taken nothing. He said, throw your nets on, or cast your nets for a drought of fishes. I'm just paraphrasing here, but anyway, they cast, and the Bible said they caught. I like it when I cast and I catch. Yeah. Amen. My wife say, honey, you going fishing? No, I'm going catching. Amen. Fishing's what Brother Jason does. Catching is what I do. Amen. The Bible said they cast and they caught. Now, that's a pretty good concept right there. They cast and they caught. But when they got back to the bank with all these fish, let's see where I'm trying to pick up here. Maybe. Look at verse number 13 or 12. Let's look at it right there. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of his disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. You know, there's sometimes, I'll try not to get too sidetracked right here,
There's sometimes when you have to try the spirits and you're not real sure.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? You think, Lord, are you trying to tell me something, or is this something my flesh is what? You know, sometimes it's it's hard to discern.
Yes,
but buddy, they knew. I like it when you know. When you hear that familiar voice, that tender spirit dealing with your heart, and there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it, you know what he said? He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they won't fall. Amen. I like it when I know that it's him. Amen. What verse? I just thought I'd throw that in. 13. The Bible said, Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, excuse me, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. I'm going to pick up reading in verse 18 there in just a second. But before we do, before you even start thinking all of this, what's them words? Phileo and a big ape or something like that? Agape. That ain't a big ape. There's not three different kinds of love in this scripture. That makes for good preaching. He didn't ask him, did he love him three times, and ask him about three different types of love. He asked him, did he love him three times, because just a few days ago, he denied him three times. Hey, you ain't got to be a Greek scholar to get that. That's just plain old English, amen? So I just thought, I've heard that my whole Christian life, all this phileo love and agape love, and I saw one church had on their sign, that's the name of their church, Agape Ministry. Who knows what that is? Nobody. They have no idea what that means. You don't either, amen? Anyway, verse 18, I just thought I'd throw that in. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself. I'm going to choke to death. Thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. My wife asked me quite often, do you know maybe. I don't want the whole bag, brother. If I spit on the front row, y'all just rub it in. Amen. My wife asked me quite often, do you love me? And I'll say, honey, you know I love you. And she says, I like to hear it. I reversed that on her today. I said, do you love me? She said, why would you ask that? I said, because I love to hear it. Amen.
Yeah.
Did you know the Lord loves to hear that we love Him?
Amen.
Amen. How long has it been since you just stopped and said, hey, Lord, I sure do love you. I sure do love you. Amen. I mean, that's bad when He has to come and ask, do you love me? Amen. We sing songs, oh, how I love Jesus. I like that song, but it's got to be more than a song. I love that song, I love Jesus, He's my Savior, I love Jesus, yes I do. I like that, but it's more than just a song.
Yes,
amen. We're living in America, and we're living in a time when love is some superficial thing. It's based on what people look like and I love you as long as you treat me this way or that way. That's not love at all. That's a bargain or a deal. Amen? The Lord looks at Peter and says, do you love me? Now, if I were to ask that question tonight, do you love the Lord Jesus? Everybody in this place would raise your hand, including me. I do love Him. But sometimes I wonder if we love Him like we ought to love Him. Can I get a witness right there? Sometimes I wonder if we truly love Him like we sing we love Him and like we say we love Him. Now, Peter was very confident that he loved the Lord. I mean, but he even got upset about it the third time he asked him, didn't he? I mean, the Bible comes right out and said it. He just about half got mad about it and said the third time, you know my heart. You know I love you. Evidently, the Lord wasn't real sure. Maybe the Lord knew something about Peter that Peter did not know about Peter. Have you ever asked the Lord to show you yourself? You ever done that? Lord, show me where I'm wrong. Show me where I'm right and help me to stand there and be not moved. But God, show me. And that's what God was doing with Simon Peter. Amen. He said, do you love me? He knew his heart. And the Lord knew there might have been something missing. I want us to look at this scripture just for a few minutes tonight. And I want to show you some qualities to the kind of love that you and I are supposed to have toward God. Number one, there is to be a priority to our love. Do you know what priority means? It means how we set things in order in our lives. In other words, and by the way, and I'm not preaching on marriage again. If you weren't here Wednesday night, please get that CD. And I'm not trying to sell CDs, but get that CD. I think it'll help you. But in most homes and in most families, did you know that the priorities are out of whack? In most homes, the wife puts the children before the husband. Boy, don't get quiet on me. Amen. They're going to grow up, break your heart. At times, they're kids. They're going to grow up and move off. You better learn how to love each other. Amen. They got their priorities out of whack. My wife is always number one at the house. Amen. She's always above my children. Amen. Now, Katie thinks she's pretty doggone important. She's right there under her. Amen. But we got to get our priorities right when it comes to our love. Because if our love for God is not right, my love for my wife will not be right. And if my love for my God and my wife is not right, my love for my children, and it trickles all the way on down to me and you. Amen. So I got to make sure I keep the priority right in the way that I love the Lord. The Lord looked at Peter and said, lovest thou me more than these? I've talked to you about the these before. But I hope you understand what the these are. He said, do you love me, Peter, more than these? He didn't just say, do you love me? He said, do you love me more than these? More than what? The boats? The disciples? No. The fish. Fish for Simon Peter didn't translate into a bass hanging on the wall. It translated into money in his pocket. What he was saying, Peter, do you love me more than your old way of life? Yeah. Did you notice the Lord didn't scold him for loving fish? The Lord didn't get on him for loving fish or loving to make a living. He didn't get on him for that. He didn't say that loving to fish was wrong. He said, but if you love them fish more than you love me, then we got a problem. Yeah. Amen. I can prove some of your love for God every deer season rolls around. Boy, get quiet right there. Yeah. Amen. When we would rather be hanging in the side of a tree on Sunday morning than sitting in the house of God, something's wrong with our love for God. Yeah. Have you ever allowed anything in your life to get bigger than your relationship with God? I had a problem for years and years with my relationship with my bass boat. I truly did. I was telling Brother Tony about it when we went fishing the other day. I had a desire in my heart to go further and to do more for God. And God said, before you can ever effectively serve me, that's got to go. You got to get rid of that boat's got to go down the road. Why? Because it was more important to me than what I was doing for the Lord. Anything wrong with a boat? If you love it more than you love God, it is. Amen. Nothing wrong with a job. Some of you say amen that you've got one. Amen. Nothing wrong with a job. But when you put that job before God, you've got a problem. Amen. Teenagers, stay with me right here. You got a problem in your little old relationship and your little old going out thing that you do. Hey, y'all kill me talking about we're going out. You ain't even got a car.
Come on, preacher.
You ain't going nowhere. We're going out. Where you go?
Come on, preacher.
I think it's wonderful that some of our girls are attracted to some of our guys. I'm just glad it's not our guys attracted to some of our guys. Amen?
Amen.
I think that's a natural thing, and it's a natural part of life. I mean, you grow up part of your life, and you hate girls, and they stink, and they're ugly, and you want to pull their hair, and all of a sudden, that girl that you wanted to pull her hair, now you want to kiss her right in the mouth. Something changes. Amen? But something's wrong when our teenagers start falling in love with each other and they get that priority thing. They let that relationship take place of the relationship with God. Amen. And if we want that relationship to be right, we got to keep this relationship right before this one can stay right. So in other words, we've got to say, hey, I love you, but I love him more. Amen. I love to bass fish. But I've got to love him more. I love to deer hunt, but I've got to love him more. I love picking that guitar with Brother Glenn and him, having a good time. I love playing the guitar with my little brother and Brother Todd. And we having a good, but I've got to love him more. I love to preach. I do. But I love him more. I've got to. I've got to keep that priority right in my life. In other words, when it comes to your relationship with the Lord, nothing. He will not settle for anything less than number one. You got to get that priority right. Nothing comes between me and God. Amen. We okay? There's got to be a priority to your love. And some of us have allowed the these in our lives. And it's real easy to do. Whatever the these are in your life. Mine's a fishing rod. I know it is. Mine's a deer rifle and a 69 Camaro. I got a bunch of these. Hey, man. Hey, something, man. We was in the prayer room a while ago and a bunch of Harleys went by. And I said, man, they having a Harley convention out here. That stuff just catches my eye. If we're not careful, we allow those these to cloud our vision and get between us and him. It's easy to do. A boat can do it. A camper can do it. You name it, it can do it. Amen? So we need to make sure we've got that, that relationship right. Now, here's what the Lord said in Matthew chapter number 10. He said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Wow. What is it? He don't stop there. He said, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. My goodness. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Where'd it go? I lost it. I'll come back to it. We're commanded to love God. Jesus said, now watch this. Take your Bible and turn over to Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Thanks for the cough drop, brother. That's helping. Matthew chapter number 6. I want you to look with me at verse number 33. Now back in our text in John chapter number 21, the Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than what? Come on, say it. These. Do you love me more than these? Now watch this. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 33. The Bible said, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all what? These things shall be added unto you. Wow. Now, isn't that pretty good? If we'll make sure we love him more than these, he'll give us these. Am I right about it? If we'll put him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what's that mean? That means putting God in the front seat of everything of our lives. When it comes to our making of money, when it comes to our relationship with our spouse, when it comes to our relationship with our children, when it comes to our enjoyment and our hobbies and everything else, we got to say, God, it's all yours. You're in charge. You're number one. Amen. I want you first. Then God said, here, you can go ahead and have these then. As long as they're not getting in my way, you can have these. There's got to be a priority to our love. Amen. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. You love me more than them? Yeah. You love me more than these? How many of you would be honest and say, boy, I've let things get out ahead of God? Yeah. Man, boy, we all have, haven't we? We all have. And it can be something there's nothing wrong with. Something that is pure, something that is simple, something that's honest, something that just gets ahead of God. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. There ought to be a priority to our love. But not only must our love for him have priority, it must have purpose. There must be, our love for the Lord must have purpose. Now watch this. Every time the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? The Lord responded, feed my lambs or feed my sheep. In other words, if you love me, this is how you will show me. I could tell my wife I love her 1,000 times a day. But if I was so sorry I blowed to my every check and didn't pay the bills right and allowed the water to be cut off and the lights to be cut off and, I mean, boy, just didn't take care of our home and didn't take care of our kids. Oh, I love you, honey. I love you. Really? There's got to be some action to those words. Yes. Amen. You say, man, how do I know if I really love the Lord? What are you doing for him? Is there a purpose behind your love? We're not working to go to heaven. We're working because we're going to heaven. Yes. Amen. We're not out knocking on doors so maybe the Lord will count us worthy and we'll get to go to heaven one day. We're not knocking on doors because the Lord has already counted us worthy. He's already saved us by His blood. We're heaven bound with a hammer down. We're just doing it because we love Him. Amen. Amen. And that's what pleases Him. We run those buses, not so we can have more in Sunday school. That's the dumbest way in the world, try to build Sunday school, start a bus ministry. I tell preachers that all across America. Yes. Brother Eddie, if we start a bus ministry, will it help our Sunday school? Not if that's why you're starting it. That's right. We all right? Yes, sir. It's a soul-winning outreach. That's all it is. Yes. It's a method to get the gospel to a lost and a dying world. Yes, sir. And Jesus said that's what His will was for our life. If we love Him, we best have some priority there. Listen, the fact that God is love is great. But I'm going to tell you what's even greater. The fact that He loves me. Amen. Amen. You know what the Bible said? We love Him because He first loved us. You know why I try so hard to be good to her? And I pet her and pamper her. She's spoiled absolutely rotten. She is. She gets everything she wants. I see to it and kill myself. You know why I do that? Because she's so good to me. Amen. Because she's so good to me. She's so sweet to me. Except last night I dreamed she was a vampire and she was after me. She was breathing on my neck and had them fangs. I woke up and run my finger around their mouth just to make sure. Amen. But she's good to me. She meets my every need. She takes care of me, and I'm good to her because she's good to me, and she's good to me because I'm good to her. In other words, I serve the Lord and I love the Lord because He's good to me, because He loves me, because He cares for me, because He walks with me, because He talks with me, because He tells me that I am His own. There's got to be a purpose to our love. Amen. He said, if you love me, Peter, feed my sheep. The Lord said in 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 18, my little children, let us love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. He loves to hear, I love you, but He really loves to see, I love you. Can I say that to you again? He loves to hear, I love you, but He really loves to see, I love you. When those children are piling off the buses, nobody sees out in that gym, Brother Thomas out there setting up a sound system, getting everything ready to go. The Lord says, you know, that old boy loved me. That old boy loves me. When he sees you standing in that Sunday school class, struggling to try to get your lesson across to kids that don't want to hear it. The Lord said, she really loves me. When he sees that bus worker out there on Saturday and it's cold and it's raining and there's a thousand other things you'd rather be doing, but you keep knocking on those doors and you keep going from house to house, from apartment to apartment, from trailer to trailer, and the Lord said, my goodness, they're cold, they're wet, it's raining, they're miserable, they must really love me. They must really love me. I think maybe we'll just give them some more of these. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're out there getting after it, man. They're suffering. Yes, we're going to bless them. Yeah. You say, well, preacher, where's my blessing? It's coming. Yeah. You just keep going, amen? Yeah. There's got to be a priority to our love. In other words, He has to be number one. Nothing second. He's got to be first. You know what that takes? That takes work to keep that right there. Yes, sir, brother. It takes work to keep that right there, to keep Him above everything else. Priority to our love. Got to be a purpose to our love. But that wasn't all. There's a price tag to our love. I want you to go back to John chapter number 6. I want to show you something. No more had Peter got it out of his mouth that he indeed did love the Lord. I want you to notice what the Lord said to him. Verse number 17, He asked him that third time if he loved him. He said, you know I love you. Verse number 18, watch what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my lamb. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know my heart. You know I love you. Feed my sheep. Yes. And by the way, Peter, if you love me, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you, Peter. You're going to wind up in some places you don't really want to go, Peter. Loving me may put you in jail, Peter. Loving me may cause you to be persecuted, Peter. Loving me may cause you to be crucified upside down, so they say. Loving God will cost you something. So that never cost me nothing. I wonder if you really love Him. May cost you some friends. May cost you some friends if you really love Him. May cost you a boyfriend, girls, if you really love Him. By the way, I wouldn't have a boyfriend that didn't love Jesus. I'd tell that dirtbag to hit the road. These boys sit in church with their arms crossed, won't sing, won't open a songbook, ain't got a Bible in their lap right now. I'd tell that cat, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back. Amen. You're looking for somebody to lead your family one day. And if he don't love God, how can he love you? He tells you he loves you. It's just a little side note right here. He tells you he loves you and you know he don't love God. My. Got to be a priority to our love. Got to be a purpose to our love. But then there's a price tag to our love. How far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? I love to stand in this parking lot every year when they start the parade. And Brother Freddie climbs up on top of that bus. Brother Greg Nix. Brother Freddie is a gifted street preacher. Brother Greg Nix, probably one of the best I've ever heard. I love him. And them boys crack loose out there preaching. Do you know who gets nervous? It ain't them old sinners out there. It's them other churches with floats in the parade. We all right? Oh, it makes them nervous. Oh, we love God, but we ain't going that far. We love God, but we ain't getting up on top of no bus and telling people about it. Cost you something. How far are you willing to go? We've all got a comfort zone. Are you willing to get out of that comfort zone? Wow. It may cost you something to really love Him. It may move you to South Dakota someday, the Midwest someday. If you really love Him, it may take you to Japan eating sushi. You know they eat raw stuff over there. You better pray about that before you marry that boy. He told me his heart the other day. I guess it's okay to say that. Yes, sir. He's going to college. Going to college on a GI Bill. He's going to get a teaching degree. He wants to move back to Japan, where he got saved over there, where he met Brother Greg Nix. He wants to go over there and start trying to reach him people. He said, you can get a job real easy teaching English. Wow. Well, if you really love him, you may really have to do that. Amen. If you really love Him, it may just cost you something. There's got to be a priority to our love. He's got to be way up here. Everything else has got to fall under that. Most of us need work in that area of our lives anyway, in getting our priorities right. We do. That's something we have to keep a constant watch on. There's got to be a priority to our love, but there's got to be a purpose to our love. It's not just enough to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. It's not just enough, and we sing it. I love it. It's one of my favorite songs. I love, oh, how I love Jesus. But it's got to go further than that. It's got to go further than getting on an altar and saying, Lord, I love You. It's going to be standing in a hospital room sometimes, having prayer with somebody about to go into surgery. Sometimes it's going to be having to lay my plans aside and what I was wanting to do aside and go spend an evening in a funeral home. Got to be some purpose to my love. It may be putting my arm around one of the little kids that came up there to me this morning, telling them I love them. Them little bus kids that some of y'all don't care for. Because they're loud. Some of them are mean. You better leave my friends alone. They're my buddies. Red, yellow, black, and white. Wrap your rebel flag around that and just get a good bulldog grip. I don't mean to get ugly. Better be careful.
Yes, sir.
Might be surprised when you see who your neighbor is and you get to heaven. Amen. Purpose to our love. Priority to our love. A price tag to our love. Is loving Jesus, or has loving Jesus, does it ever cost you anything? Has it ever cost you anything? Can you think of one sacrifice you've made because you love Him? One. If there hadn't been sacrifices you've made because you love Him, you probably don't really love Him. Wow. You know what the Lord said? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
Amen? There's a priority to our love and a purpose to our love and a price tag to our love, but there's a practicality to our love. Here's what Jesus said. Peter, do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Follow me. That simple. Do you love me? Yep, follow me. If you love me, go where I go. If you love me, sleep where I sleep. If you love me, go through the trial that I go through. You see, the Lord had just witnessed what Peter did when the trouble hit. The Lord even told him He was going to do it before He did it. He said, this night, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Yes.
Told him He would. Now, Peter, if you really love me, like you have just told me three times you love me, follow me.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
It's time some of us got up, like we preached last Sunday, and went after Him. Lord, how do you know I love you? Because every time I turn around, you're there. I love her so much. When I'm home, and I do not take my home for granted because I have to leave it so much. But when I'm home, she gets up and goes in another room, I go with her. You say, preacher, you got it bad. I do. I do. I just go sit in the bathroom, watch her paint her Bondo on and all that, the makeup. I go, I just like to be where she's at. Why? Because I love her. If we love Him, I think we'll probably follow Him wherever He goes.
That's good, preacher.
Amen. Lord, if that's where you're going, I'm going too. Kind of like the time she threatened to leave me. Got her suitcase out and started putting clothes in it. I got me one out. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going with you. Amen. She didn't leave me neither. Amen. Some of y'all ought to get that mentality in your marriage.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Rich,
brother. Y'all pray for her. Do you really love Him tonight? How long has it been since you just got on your face and said, Lord, I ain't loved you like I ought to? I wonder how many of us could be real honest and say, Lord, I don't love you like I used to. Remember when you first got saved and He is all you could think about? All your sins were gone. Clean as the driven snow. I mean, man. Woo! There wasn't nothing better, was there?
That's right.
And this is awesome!
Yeah.
I like what Sister Mandy, Mandy's husband, what's her last name now? Somebody tell me. Slappy. How did I forget that? After I led her husband to the Lord, she said he laid in the bed that night and said, you just don't know how this feels. She said he'd have the light off and all of a sudden he'd cut the lamp on, big old tears run down his face. He said, you just don't know how this feels. She said, yes, Alan, I do. I'm saved. No, you can't know how good this is. How many of you remember that?
Yeah.
I'm talking about when the Lord picked you up out of the slop and the mess you was in. Hey, brother, now we've been saved a long, long time and we've kind of got over it.
Yes.
Amen. You know what my wife and I did? Well, I guess it was our 20th wedding anniversary. We renewed our vows. Our 10th and our 20th. But our 20th, we didn't get remarried. We just reaffirmed those promises we made. Amen. I think that's a good thing. Miss Vanessa and Miss Edwina went all out. We had a 10 times more beautiful wedding on our 20th anniversary than we did the day we got married. And I stood out here and held her hands in front of Brother Charles. And I promised one more time that I'd stick with her for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, in poverty, and in wealth. Which, by the way, we ain't got to that one yet. We've had the sickness, the health, and sure enough, the better and the worse, and we just ain't got that wealth yet, baby. I'll stick with you, though, if you come into a lot of money. Amen? And we just met, and that was real to me. It was as real as it was the day I stood there 25 years ago and said, I do. You cannot get saved again. But you can reaffirm that faith and that trust in the Lord. Any relationship left alone gets cold. You don't get saved and then get unsaved, but you get so far away from God that you don't feel saved no more. Amen. I think it'd do us good if we'd just come occasionally and say, Lord, I need to feel that again. I don't love you like I used to. I'm not shocked and awed by you like I used to be. Remember when every little thing you saw in the Bible blew your mind? Remember when you drove the preacher crazy? Hey, preacher, you ever seen this? You ever seen that? I always play dumb and go, wow. And some of it I do go, wow. Hang on, let me get my pen. And now we don't even look for those little things anymore. Why? We don't love Him like we did. We don't love Him like we did. Some of us have made some vows to Him that need to be renewed tonight. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Then make me number one. Make me your highest priority. Give me the preeminence in your life. You see, the Lord, now listen, I'm going to make a statement. I'm done. Brother Todd, if y'all want to come get a song. I'll make this statement. I'm through. Truth of the matter, the Lord is very prominent in most of our lives. But is He preeminent? Does that make sense? He's prominent. We go to church. We tote a King James Bible. We'll go to Sunday school. We'll stand up and open a hymn book and sing. But is He really number one in your life? It's a hard question to ask yourself and be real honest about it. Let's stand to our feet tonight.